My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ty Law is here in the studio with us. Week one of the NFL season upon us, and Ty is talking about that. You can talk about it all day long here at WEEI, and Jones and Keith will talk with Hunter Henry coming up at 10:15. Always a good time, Hunter Henry. And then Jacoby Brissett this afternoon at 3. So you will hear from your starting quarterback this afternoon at 3. We just spoke with Gerard Mayo, and I don't know if you got any nuggets.
I did. You great question by Courtney. I got a golden juicy nugget. This whole Mayo Jacoby Brissett being the starter all year long, not because if he doesn't perform well, at least he made it seem like, and based on what he told us, he's the final decision maker.
Yep.
If Jacoby Brissett ain't playing well, coming out the game. That's why my expectations are we see Drake May before week 6. I don't even know if he makes it. You might be right, Courtney. You've talked about this. If he plays bad against Cincinnati, I wouldn't be surprised if he ain't starting week 2 in Seattle.
I think week 5 is the day, because I heard Fitzy say this the last couple weeks. I've heard Zoe bring this up. The people that are connected down there, Andy Hart said this to me over the weekend a couple weeks ago, where he said they want to have it be a home opener. So week 5 would be the, you know, week 2 would seem a little quick.
Mm-hmm.
Brady's going to be in the building doing the game for Fox.
So Miami.
Miami week 5 at Gillette Stadium. I think that, and then, but this also gives them, if the team plays well and they're 2-2 or 2-3, then I think Brissett keeps going.
Wouldn't you rather see Seattle as your first, though, rather than Miami?
Well,
if
no,
you're Drake May.
But here's a good point. I think Ty can allude to this, because if you get your first 3 or 4 weeks of the season and your defense looks good, it's easier to put a rookie in there when you know you got a good defense that can be like, all right, we can play to our strength.
But do we know we got a good defense right now?
That's the biggest.
One of the best defensive players is gone.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
But you're completely disregarding the plan. Like, what's the point of, you know what Jacoby Brissett is or isn't.
Right.
So what is the point of starting him week one? You know how he's going to play. He's not going to be great. And then you're just going to rip him out and start. I don't think their expectation is that Drake May plays for a considerable amount of time. He just said again.
Mm-hmm.
He said it like 5 times now on this show. Even though it might not be popular, we're sticking with the plan.
Right.
You got to look at the flip side of things, because sometimes you put a young quarterback in, if the expectations isn't to win, but 4 to 4.5 games, right? That's what Vegas says.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your young franchise quarterback in that situation, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that's going to be a boost of confidence? You know, they're going to be looking to replace you.
We're back to this thing where you're ruining a young quarterback by starting him. Like, the Washington Commanders don't care about that.
I'm saying that's what Mayo may be thinking. I don't know, but if you
that's
have
not
a schedule,
giving
like
enough credit to Drake. Like, Drake has only shown that he is like ready to take this on, that he doesn't seem rattled at all when he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's what they should be doing. They should be riding him if they have to show that they have any type of backing.
Right. I'm saying I would, because when you pick the guy that high, might as well put him in. You ain't expected to win much anyway.
Right.
But at the same time, you want to protect your quarterback, because we don't know his psyche. We don't know his mindset. All All you do is see is what's on the interview. All you do is see is what they give him, the limited options out there on the field. That's not the full playbook. So mentally, you don't know if he's ready or not, because to be honest, guys, no one gives a damn about the preseason. No one's playing real football in the preseason.
Right.
Ain't nobody even playing hard. You're playing out to get hurt. So what are you really seeing no matter what he throws out there on the field and during the preseason? You know that, Wiggy. Right. We ain't giving a damn.
And I always look at it like this. When the expectations are lower for your team, where like it's not like you're not going to win, I think that's the best time to put the younger players in and give them all the opportunity in the world, because now you don't expect anything, and it's a great way for them to learn, grow in pains. Well, let me ask you this, Ty. Because you are a first-round pick, right? And I know it's a little bit different, but it's still about confidence coming in.
Right.
When you came in as a rookie, and I can't remember, were you penciled in starter week one?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
No, I mean,
How long did it take you to, like...
I started by week three.
Okay.
It was week three, but I came in and, you know, had Maurice Hurst. You know, he was a Pro Bowler. Ricky Reynolds was a veteran.
Okay.
You know, I was looked at as somebody to replace in the future, but no one expected me, even though I was a late first-round draft pick, to come in and make an impact right away. But, you know, I had other plans, but that was my mentality.
You and week three, you shut out the Cardinals.
Like that. I'm coming in there to take your damn job.
Yeah. That was impressive, Ty. Week three of 96, 31-0, you won. You were part of a shutout.
I think the first start, because it was like a nickel dime thing. It was Atlanta. It was Atlanta. Was that week two?
I don't see Atlanta here. Were you 96 or 95?
I was 95.
Oh, I was off by a year. Darn it. Okay, I'll look
at it. Damn, I'm old.
Yeah, because 95, that was the year before the Super Bowl.
Atlanta was week four.
Huh? Okay. Atlanta. Who was week three?
At the Niners.
Okay, I see. So it was week four.
Okay.
It was week four, yep.
But Drew Bledsoe started right away.
How'd he do?
That was the 93 season, and they're coming off, what, two wins the year prior to that, or whatever the 92 season was. And I think he actually did pretty well for a young quarterback, and you could say, oh, wow, this guy's got something. See, that's what I'm looking
for. They won only five games, but they had four straight to win to end that year. So they won four straight games to get to 5-11, and he clearly had taken the reins of the job.
I'm looking at Drake May. The reason why I start him, because I want to at least go, okay, I see something in him where I know next year he's going to be so far ahead because he has all this experience underneath him. And I've asked the question to many players all the time. How much more do you learn from actually getting live game reps versus sitting on the sideline?
Man, you learn so much more when you're in game action.
Right.
You can't. I don't care. Even in practice, you can't duplicate the game and the speed of the game when you're in practice. I don't give a damn how many scout team guys you got. I don't care how much film you look at of the other team. You can never replicate that when you're trying to practice. So, do we see him right away? Probably not. But before the season ends, because he is the future, he's going to get at least 7-8 games as a starter. I really believe that. So I don't even believe Gerard is my boy. I don't believe him that Jacoby is going to be the starter throughout the season. You're not going to sit that man and then come into the season next year with the same thing. Well, he's your guy now, and he never got any real action. That's
and
not
I
going to happen.
I think the plan, Greg, had a lot more to do with ownership and the desire to have the conversation we're having over the summer, where they wanted it to be a battle. And they got the opportunity, because if not for that conversation, what's the story? What would we have discussed?
Yeah.
And I think that the crafts, and that's a good way to run a business.
If they scripted that, then the script, the final page should have been Drake May starting.
Yes.
But I don't think that they thought that Drake May was going to play that well.
It's like a great movie till the end, and you're like, damn, what the hell is this? I sat 2 hours
But here's this, guys. If Drake May starts week one, what's the second act? If Brissett starts, then it's, when are we going to get Drake May?
Yeah, but nobody's going to tune in until Drake May touches the field.
But if Drake May starts and they lose anyway, then what's the purpose?
Because you're watching a young quarterback develop, and if he gets better over the course of the season, it's just more hope going forward.
All game Sunday is going to be people on social media begging for Drake May. That's what the broadcast is going to be.
And that might be what the coach want, the fans want. We want to have, because obviously from what people are saying, we ain't going to be too much to cheer about around here. So what do we got to look forward to? But I think taking mental reps as a quarterback, standing on the sideline, seeing what's going on, he's like, when I get in there, you'll be better prepared. So I like the fact that, you know, he chose Jacoby Brissett. You know what you're going to get, or you know what you're not going to get.
Yeah. No, Drake, I think we know what we're not going to get.
Yes.
Huh? That's
what we get.
Wins.
But look, you don't think you're going to the playoffs anyway. This is not a Super Bowl run. So we're talking about all these things, but we got to realize that this is a young player. You have to develop him. I mean, how much, even coming out, did anybody think that he would be this high? You know, before he had a great season in college, I don't think anybody was talking about him like that.
Well, no, Drake May, it was Caleb Williams at the beginning of the college football season before the draft. Right. And Jaden Daniels kind of came on late. So Drake was like, you know, could he be two? Could he be three? I don't know, Shyman. I could be wrong about this. You're more into, like, the prospect world. There might have been, like, a week where they said, oh, could he be one, and then kind of moved on.
Before last season started, conversations.
Last season started. My whole
week. Shyman had him 1 through 12 in several different mocks.
No, I had him 1 the whole way through, baby. He was my number one guy the whole way through.
Yes, you did. Just in case. Yeah, I got him going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hold on.
This is Keith. Hey, Keith, what's up?
Good morning, everyone. So in Jacoby has started 3 years, basically. And in those years, he's thrown like 14 touchdowns and 6 picks. That's his averages for the 3 years that he played. That's in today's NFL, it's just not good enough, which is fine. It is what it is. By week 5, you get an opportunity to skip San Fran. You get an opportunity to skip the Jets front, and then you get the kid in. Right. Kind of not that Miami's offense is great, but the defense is just, it's okay. It's not as good as those other guys. I think that's a nice soft landing spot for him at home. And, you know, like I said, like everyone else is saying over there, there's not going to be a ton of excitement this year. He's kind of the excitement for the team this year.
Yeah.
So I think everyone wants to see him play when he's ready.
Okay. We don't have time for it right now, but speaking of the Jets, have you heard they released a little bit of Bill's show, Coach?
Yep.
Have you heard him gush about the New York football Jets?
I have not, but I know why he's not coaching. It's because he'd bring that idiot with him that he was being asked questions by, Matt Patricia.
Do you want, we could get to, you want to get to that?
I would love to.
Okay.
I said this a long time ago.
You were right, Wiggs. You've been right about everything, actually.
I said this a long time ago.
If I had something that I could light up right now, I'd sit back and I said this a long time ago.
Bill was going to be the next head coach of the New York Jets. You did say it a long time ago. So, all right, we'll get to that coming up. Ty Law's here. Are you here till the end of the show?
Yeah, I'm here till the end.
Okay, all right. Ty's here till the end of the show. It's a Ty Tuesday, Patriots Monday, all of that. Here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Curtis, Wiggy, and I all winners when it comes to college football this weekend. The number one Georgia Bulldogs took down number 14 Clemson 34-3 on
Half
Saturday.
Wins.
Oh, yeah. You didn't go to UMass. But
no,
your
no,
boys,
no. My
I know.
My sons go there.
Yeah. Well, they would have won if the Wiggins boys played. I'll tell
right.
you that.
Right. Yeah, good point.
They would have got some sacks. I believe that.
I was sent a photo of you sitting there watching the game by none other than our old colleague, Gresh.
Oh, okay.
Who was doing the game, I guess, and sent me a picture of Wiggins, the back of Wiggins.
Yep, I'm always there. You can find me.
Yes.
And BC went to Tallahassee to take down FSU last night, 28-13.
Go Eagles!
Go Eagles!
And Ty's Michigan Wolverines have Texas this weekend.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah. We got a big one, but we up for it. I mean, you know, week one, just getting the kinks out, but we good.
Did you watch the documentary Curtis brought up earlier? What's it called, Curtis?
Untold, about Connor Stallions, Michigan on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I just watched it, man. That was pretty damn interesting. He's a smart dude.
He sure is.
I mean, you see that graph that he put up?
Unbelievable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Man, that's absolutely incredible.
You should, why don't you hire him to come work for Corvus?
Huh? Hey, man, if he got some analytics and he can do that, I need to go holler at him.
Yeah. You know,
man,
he could steal, like, secret info from all the other vodka companies.
I'd take it, too.
I think he should be hired by Belichick.
If it's a secret, I'd take it. This game I'm in.
Send him down to Tito Beverage's house and see what you can do when it comes to the competition.
Hey, man, but I really believe that is absolutely incredible the way he thinks and what he put together.
Right.
You know, as far as his graph, memorizing all that stuff. Hey,
hey, if they don't want to change the signals on the other side, that's their fault.
Hey, guess what? Look, Wiggy, as players, I try to steal signals.
Right.
Hey, when I'm out there on the field and I see something, mm-hmm. I'm looking on the sideline every time. If you're that obvious, damn it, I'm trying to see what it is so I can put that in my memory right. bank. And I've made plays like that before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. By watching the other coaches do signals way out there. You know,
so what did he have? All kinds of, like, math, like, numbers, Curtis? Like,
he would dress up in other teams, like, garb and go watch their practices.
And then put it all together.
Yeah.
You know, but then you see how he puts, like, he tapes himself doing the signals.
Yeah.
You know, and then he puts this graph up, and he has thousands.
And then he has this.
Like, that's incredible.
He has this thing that he hasn't sold, that he was asked about it on the documentary, yeah. where he has every town, every yeah. recruit that was drafted, so he has places that are like hotspots,
right?
Where players, he's like, this is where you should recruit players because they had, you know, it's like Aliquippa, you know, like you have all these people that are from this one small town that for some reason make it. And he's like, I did it. He's done it for every draft pick in his life.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. But for you to love something, you know, that much, and love a school and love the game of football that much, I mean, you deserve a job somewhere. You know what I mean? Damn, because, I mean, I love me some Michigan, but I'd be damn.
No surprise here, but when it comes to data like that, Curtis, I like it in the form of a pie chart.
Yes, that would.
Okay.
Yeah.
A la mode.
And pumpkin in honor of the season.
Yes, right. Of course.
These favorite
of
seasons.
Of course.
Yeah. The Red Sox dropped one to the Mets yesterday, 4-1. They've got another one with them tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And fresh cut and ready to go watermelon is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market today through Thursday. Pick up cut watermelon for an amazing 59 cents a pound. Only 59 cents a pound for fresh cut watermelon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 62 degrees, sunny skies, beautiful day, afternoon high, sunny in the 70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.